Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
And how's everybody doing? Everybody survived Liars Day?
Oh my God, you lied to me.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we talk about this?
April 1st. What are you going to do? So I rate the Chemda. I'm like...
You write to Chemda and Danny.
And Danny. Don't forget, show today at the early show at 2 p.m. when you think we have off. And Chemda called me immediately.
Like, you know, a person who you work with.
And said, what are you talking about? What is this show? And I go, oh, that's April Fool's. And she goes, you are an asshole. You are the worst person to ever click.
That's what you wanted, right?
It worked out.
You wanted me to curse you out and hang up on you.
I asked your brother something. I said, I see something wrong with the Keith and the Girl app. Do you know why? And he said, oh, did you put nudity up or something? And maybe because I see Apple took your app down.
Oh, my God.
And I said, well, I'm going to guess that they didn't. And I won't know until the next day because this is your favorite day. You know, I mean, somebody can knock on my door and my wife can go, the police are here to see you. And I'll go, doubt it.
Mm-hmm. How many pregnancy scares were just not taken seriously?
How much business is not done?
Or like wants to be done, how I called you. I'm just like, oh, we have a show today?
Right.
I love how I anticipate me fucking up, so it's so easy to tell me that I did. Do you know what I mean?
Google did something with their email where they had a simple attachment. And it seems that a lot of people added this to their emails by mistake. You would type your email, send the email, and then it sends a GIF of a minion from the movies dropping a mic.
Okay.
For example, this is from a funeral home. Melanie, we're very sorry to hear the tragic loss of your daughter. Your brother-in-law, Lewis, suggested we reach out to you to begin funeral arrangements. Please let us know how we can be of assistance to you at this difficult time. Sincerely, Walker Funeral Home, minion mic drop.
Was this an April Fool's thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Google?
So it affected business. Gmail.
What? They just added it to everybody?
It seemed easy to click.
I see. So you could easily click it without realizing it.
It's where the send button used to be.
Come on. Let's officially not do this. I know it's Christian Finnegan's birthday on that day. Right. So I wrote to him. I wrote, happy birthday. The only nice thing about April 1st is you. Because
and then she wrote April Fools.
Right. Well, he knows. Come on. I just sit there being worried. Now most people in my life know not to fuck with me, but you didn't decide to take a nice road with me.
You can't help it. You know what am I going to do? I'm stuck there, not being able to go outside in the world.
You're just hiding.
So I'm just bored. You know. And it is funny that you see a news article, you assume they're all fake now, right?
Right. You have to look up, you know, the validity of everything.
Right.
Like if something's outrageous, it's either fake or you got to start sharing. Hurry up.
Trump's still racist. And I'm like, I doubt it today. Tomorrow I'll take, you know, I'll just look at the headlines and get my information. But today?
Does any voting happen on April 1st ever?
It can't, right?
I don't know. Sporting events? Like, who wants to do anything?
I make my own food.
Did you fall for it, Danny, for a second?
No.
Not at all?
No.
You know what it is? It's you guys are like, doubt I have to go into work. And I'm like, I bet I do. I bet I have to go into work. Okay, so when you were half awake.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so that feels good then.
Wait, when you were half awake, we got it at like, what time?
Yeah, busy days.
Busy days, okay.
By the way, speaking of Trump, this was in Wisconsin at a rally. A Trump fan pepper sprayed a 15-year-old.
With flowers?
No, with pepper spray.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so unlike them.
And then they were. She was called a nigger lover.
Jesus. I didn't catch that.
You're pro Bernie, so you're a goddamn bitch communist nigger lover.
Right, I think I caught the communist part. We don't have to play this again.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Get that bitch out of here. They caught the guy.
Well, he did it from, like, right in front of our face.
Yeah.
He was very close. Did you see that the president finally addressed this?
No.
Oh, he was like, he finally said things like, this is ridiculous. This is not the way the system works.
Right.
Yeah, it was a really good speech, but I can't reiterate it because I'm not the president and I don't speak as well.
Yeah, he has a way with words.
Yeah, he speaks very slowly, so he doesn't fuck up the reading.
This is...
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be good. Ridiculous. Oh, he's good. He's good. Over the weekend, I talked to all the members of my family.
All of them?
All of them. Separately.
Why? You were bored on April 1st?
My birthday's coming, and they have to know I'm alive.
Your mom has to send you what now, $43?
I talked to my parents on FaceTime. That was an accident. But then when they pick up on FaceTime, you can't go, I'd rather not see you.
Oh, you can always, you know, it's not working.
Nah, but it was fine because then they're both in the room, so you're not really focused on one person.
You're really looking at yourself the whole time.
Right. Then I called my brother Ken.
How long was your phone call?
An hour.
You spoke on the phone with your parents for an hour?
Yeah.
What topics could you possibly cover?
I really was just practicing my stand-up. And it seems to be a hit.
Great.
Yeah. Then I called my brother Ken. Then I realized I didn't even know where he lived. And so I'm like, all right, let me go through the whole list. And then I hit each one for about an hour.
No. Oh.
There's four of them.
Who's your favorite now?
I don't know. They're all the same. It's just that I'm their favorite.
Oh, I see. You're doing them the favor.
Right.
It was Easter and God has risen.
I get to an hour for each person and go, all right, I think we did good here. I got to call the next one.
You went, that's my time. I see the light.
Right. I'm out of here.
Was it good? Was it like interesting?
Yeah.
An hour's a long time.
They're all alive. My sister's going to France. My brother lives in Missouri. I learned all this.
Brother lives in Missouri.
Right?
Is he still a priest?
Oh, God. Kinda.
It was an hour. All right. Fine. You were on the phone for an hour, but let's move on.
You know, he's a deacon. He's waiting to be a priest. Politics, you know.
I see.
Oh, that's nice. All I know.
Great conversation.
Well, it bumps him out to talk about it. And I'm like, okay. I'm not here to push.
How's the weather?
Right. I'm fine. Did you see Batman versus Superman? No? All right. Got to go.
I see. I see where I went wrong with my family.
Oh, it's so we me and my brothers, we switched to TVs and movies within 5 minutes of the conversation.
Wow. That's funny.
Yeah, it's easy.
I was just talking about when me and my brothers get together and their wives, like I had to get used to them, like raising their eyebrows. And now Maricela and Michael live here now. So she's gotten used to my loud fucking face because we'll fight openly. We'll just be like, that sounds stupid, and I think you're stupid for thinking that. And it's like, how are you going to call me stupid? And then, you know, when it's done, we're just like, that was a nice conversation. Thank you. And so Maricela has gotten used to it, but I still see that, like, Olivia sort of raises her eyebrows every now and again.
The way you talk to your brothers.
Yeah, yeah. They're just like, is that, I thought you guys loved each other.
I tried to get some, my wife made me make sure all my family members were feeling the burn.
Oh, that's why you called.
So, well, I happen to be calling, so this better be. Are they feeling the burn yet?
Your family's feeling the burn?
No.
I didn't think so.
No. My sister's for Hillary. And she's like, what do you think? And I'm like, it's your opinion, but I think she's a fucking liar, bitch. And then I'm like, why did I even bother? Where's that going to go?
Where'd it go?
Now she's feeling the burn. No, it goes nowhere. Where do political discussions ever go? I'm talking to my brother. He's half a priest. And I go, I got to tell you, I think you're wrong about Ted Cruz. I find him religiously evil. And he goes, what do you mean religiously evil? I go, oh, I mean, I forgot who my brother was. And then he goes to church 5 times a day. So how about never mind?
Fuck.
And we talk about Daredevil. And then we were back on track.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know how to do that.
So this family, I don't think we're a burning family.
Mm. Anybody? No, I guess not. Mark? Did you talk to Mark?
Mark's Republican.
Okay, we should move on.
Right.
I can't. Your gay brother is Republican.
Right. He supports the church, puts a 20 in the basket. They'll take your money even if you're gay. That's the thing. They can hate the idea of being gay,
but they
will accept your money just fine.
This is a stupid question. How Republican, like voting for a Republican this time around?
Yeah, probably.
No videos are being shown in Pennsylvania somewhere.
Everybody has to work.
Connecticut.
Who has the time?
Who has the time?
Right.
Okay. Maybe tag him in a video. Forget it.
He's not going, yay, there was a pepper spray.
Oh, good. I thought for a second that shit was ridiculous.
No, that was my brother. He pepper sprayed. I'm not going to tell you which one. I'm humiliated.
I want to ask you more, but I think I need to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where you think it'd go.
I don't know. This is my problem.
It's not April Fool's Day today.
Hmm.
Do you know how your older brother's voting?
I think he's feeling the burn. Yeah. I don't think he's like, I don't think he lit himself on fire, but I think the fire's close enough. But I don't. I honestly am guessing. I don't know who else he'd be voting for. He's, you know, a nice person.
I say, my wife wants to know if you're voting for Bernie Sanders. And then the other sibling goes, really? And then I go, never mind. Because who cares? My wife thinks I'm going to switch my whole family around. Okay, have a seat. Let me explain this to you. And then we'll get into no God. We'll start with no Trump. And we'll finish with no God. April Fool's Day has been banned in China.
Good.
Look at that.
Good, and they make everything over there.
It is not consistent with our cultural traditions or socialist core values.
Okay, they're pushing it. It's not that deep. Oh, my God.
They want to criminalize spreading rumors, warning that pranksters on the hoax-filled holiday could be punished as well.
All right, fine. We'll keep April Fool's Day. Jesus. Oh, my Lord.
Speaking of Jesus.
Can you not cough in the middle of a show?
Thanks, Danny.
Is that possible? Oh my God.
Remember earlier when I was like, hey, did you get fooled by that Keith's April Fools? And he's in the back of the room telling a story for an hour. Well, first I woke up with eggs and bacon. Danny, I can't fucking hear you. Well, let me think. Okay, Danny, just yell out two words when you're ready, okay?
Oh, thanks for asking. That's a good question.
Right.
Love you, Danny.
I remember I was...
You bitch.
I remember when I was tossing and turning last night. What? All right, thank you. I got you. The end. Did I kind of get you? No. A little bit? Definitely.
Did you try to get your wife?
Did I get you? No. What did you say at first when you saw it? Oh, fuck. Now, you don't mess at home. You don't shit where you eat. The New York Yankees, the clubhouse, has new items on their menu. They're competing with other places. For example, Atlanta Braves. People seem to love the Burgerizza. It is a 20-ounce hamburger patty with bacon and 5 slices of cheddar cheese sandwiched between 2 8-inch pepperoni pizzas.
Come.
So.
Oh, my God. I just threw up in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So here's what now in New York at the Yankees clubhouse, what you'll be able to get. The Barnyard Wedding is a custom blend beef patty, fried chicken cutlet, hash browns, barbecue sauce, and aged cheddar cheese on a pretzel bun. Well, definitely get the nice aged cheddar cheese when you're enjoying this delicacy of a fried chicken cutlet and a beef patty and hash browns.
I don't know. Why is that a sandwich? It's just a meal.
It's just shit.
It's just...
Here's all my shit.
Everyone's on their period.
Ever since Kentucky Fried Chicken sold that shit in a bowl.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, I see. Just leftovers.
Right.
Okay. That's how the special of the day came about, right? In nice restaurants. Here's our leftover fish, right? Yeah.
The goat burger, greatest of all time, is beef topped with bacon, pastrami, American cheese, and goat sauce.
What's goat sauce?
Don't ask. It's more shit we put together. I mean, what's the sandwich?
If goat sauce is red, are you side-eyeing it a little bit?
The double-double. 2 beef burgers.
Just when you don't have enough. Double-double everything.
Onion rings.
That's delicious.
American cheese and buns made from a pair of grilled cheese sandwiches.
Come on.
So it's 2 grilled
cheese.
This is an April Fool's. It's 2 grilled cheese sandwiches, and in it is a burger with all that shit.
In it meaning between it.
Between it. You get your onion rings, your 2 patties, your cheese, lettuce and tomato for your veggies.
Okay. I know that they're like, you know, going crazy because we're going to talk about it and it's going to be in the news. But let's say you do buy this. Are you biting into it?
My mom would buy it and then break it up into 5 sandwiches for the rest of us.
And that's how you guys survived winter. But.
Right. I mean, that's ridiculous. How do you even carry this back to your seat?
You think you just gain weight holding it?
A 2-foot cheesesteak is the tape measure. A 2-foot cheesesteak with either white American cheese or Cheese Whiz, served on a hoagie roll with peppers and onions upon request.
Oh, that's from the secret menu?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lucky us.
I'll take the tape measure.
You know what bothers me is that, like, I think I eat pretty well, but, like, God forbid I eat too fast or I eat a bit too much meat, and, like, my intestines are like, go fuck yourself for at least an hour, let's say, on a good day if I didn't do my duties. But someone's eating that and then just walking?
Sparrow is writing in, my boyfriend is at the Braves opening day right now this very minute. He's having the chicken and waffle sandwich first. I told him to bring me home Ted Turner's foot-long wiener. Everything has fake cheese and jalapeno slices. The barbecue sauce is infused with Mountain Dew.
Oh, wow. That's like, wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I assume the Ted Turner's foot-long wiener is a joke, but I doubt it. They probably serve it. Who knows? Get it with double goat cum. I mean, what the fuck? Oh, my Lord. You know you work there, and you're making the barnyard wedding with the chicken cutlet, hash browns, and burger, and they're like, no, the hash browns go on the bottom, Keith. I'm like, who the fuck cares? Like, every little thing matters. We have to, they want, our customers want consistency.
You know what's funny is you're not allowed to get a soda that's too big, and you're not allowed to get coffee that's too hot. But you're allowed to get a heart attack that doesn't fit in your two hands.
Yeah.
To eat it in your mouth. And then it goes into the various parts until it... Does it last 30 minutes in your belly, or are you like eating it on the toilet?
I mean, I don't know. You got the people playing this sport are spitting tobacco all over the grass.
I mean, at least they're getting paid.
Yeah.
Would you eat any of it?
No. No, I told you.
Over it.
It's stupid. It's a trick and it's dumb.
I just bought it for you. Are you going to take a bite?
In front of you.
And then
you just spent $65.
Is it $65?
Who knows how much it is? Those things are so ridiculous. I was at the Barclays Center here, and I saw them serving up nachos and cheese. It was four nachos and a little splash of cheese on one nacho, like $15. No exaggeration.
Oh, shit. Danny, I just bought you that sandwich. Are you going to eat it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Until you get full or just to try it?
Well, knowing that for breakfast, I had a couple eggs. And...
I'm being loud now.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'll eat it. It sounds good.
Oh, really?
It sounds good. You had me a chicken and burger. These are things I love. I am known for loving chicken and burger. So you put those together. Why would I not like it? I told you I had that. What was that KFC?
I didn't mean to set you up, Danny, like that. That's not fair.
I do not mind that you set me up. In fact,
you do a good Danny impression. That's tough.
I appreciate you saying this from your words. What was that KFC shit show? The Double Down. It was your bun was fried chicken, and inside was a cold piece of cheese and bacon, cold bacon.
But even that makes more sense than what you just read.
I took a bite of this. And I had to stop, and I could feel my heartbeat, and I threw the rest away.
You get nervous, though. You get nervous with food.
Eat a Double Down and rape me from the hospital. I get nervous with food.
You do.
Kendi used to fucking poison me all the time.
Oh, my God. This again. Oh, my God.
I feel sick. Why do I feel sick?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's the milk. The milk expired. Oh, you're so psychosomatic. Like, coincidentally, something was expired when I was sick.
Oh, my, first of all, no one poured a glass of shitty milk for you.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, if we can go back to episodes where you were in love with my food, I was the best cook ever.
When you didn't try to give me bullshit, yes. But if you're giving me poison pesto, I might
poison
not be pleased.
Poison pesto.
It's orange juice. When does that go bad?
You don't even believe what you're saying right now. You can't even keep a straight face. Wow.
You don't know.
No, I will definitely stop cooking in your presence.
Are expiration dates important?
No.
No, there you go, folks. And I rest my case. No, they're not important.
They don't count for like, okay, if something gets expired.
Yeah.
On March 1st. If you could possibly eat it on March 2nd. You have to smell it. I know what food is.
Yeah, well, you tried to kill me, so.
Oh, my God.
So what if the cheese is blue? They actually sell blue cheese.
I'm afraid that you're really going to believe this someday.
Well.
That's.
No, you didn't. It was just disrespect. You didn't do it deliberately.
Oh my God.
You just made it sound like I was crazy. That's the interesting part. By the way, poison pesto now on McDonald's.
Look me in my
menu.
Face. Look me in my face and okay. Talk about my food.
I'd rather
No, look, you're not looking at me. Look at me.
I would rather talk to my brothers about Trump.
Then what? Eat my food?
Yes.
All right.
No, then have this conversation.
But this is the conversation that lets you eat my food.
What food am I eating over here, by the way?
All right. Okay.
What does that mean?
Okay.
What have you been making? What's the last fucking thing you made in my presence? I'd love to hear this. Okay.
When's
like you're that chick that's making food for the side man. That Ray Sonny was upset about. Oh, my life's going to change. I don't get this food anymore. All right, guys.
Well, apparently you're not going to die now.
Oh, I'll be dropping pounds in no time. Thank you. It's probably for the best. Oh, yeah. What was tomorrow's meal going to be? It's these people that, like, they raid into the show and they disagree with something I say.
Uh-huh.
And then they go, I was just going to donate $6 million.
I was going to just donate 6 million pestos.
Keith,
that's what I was going to do, Keith.
Tomorrow is going to be surprise steak and lobster day, Keith. Terrible timing, saying I'm trying to kill you. Terrible timing. Everything fresh. Expiration dates noted for you.
But you know you're falling for the expiration date thing, right?
I'm sick, then I see the expiration date. It's not vice versa
and
where I see the expiration date, so I'm making it up that I'm sick.
But that's how did I make you sick?
You do not look at expiration dates.
I do look at them.
And you don't respect them.
I take them as suggestions.
Right, and I'm suggesting I'm dumping out of my mouth and my asshole because I'm eating poison.
Oh, history books are amazing.
Oh, my Lord. Poor Lauren.
You can't even look me in the face.
I don't want
poor to. Poor Lauren.
I don't even like that we're in the same room. Look you in the face.
Stupid.
No, you were the best. April Fools.
No.
The State of Court of Appeals on Thursday rejected an argument from a smoker's rights group that the smoking ban in New York parks is unconstitutional. The ban started in 2013, and they're fighting it, these fucking smokers. They can't get enough. And New York said, fuck you. You can't smoke in these parks, or if you could, there's going to be designated sections. I love it. Everybody loves it. Now, we see these smokers, and we're like, I can't believe it, that they stopped smoking in bars. Guess what? We all love it. We love it. Fuck you. Fuck your smoke. Today, on the way to work, no exaggeration, smoker in front of me. How do I know? Big black smoke in my face. Little ash gets on my face. This is crazy that these are the rates you're fighting for. When I get drunk, I don't put my waste all over you. Psst, I should just pee on you. That's the excess to my pleasure.
There's no drinking in public either.
See?
Yeah.
But you can be smoking all over the place.
I think it would be nice to have designated smoking areas because, to be honest, it is nice to smoke and drink in a park. It just is nice. But I don't know. People can't behave themselves. Who cares? This is not the fight I'm fighting anymore.
What is your fight?
The
expiration
pesto
dates? Fight. This pesto?
In my head, I just cooked like pesto and steak and brought it in tomorrow and only fed Danny, but I'm too lazy.
Guess what? In my head, I just ate it.
In my head, it was expired dairy.
In my head, I'm feeling a little nauseous. No, you would do that. You're so sick. Let me ask you guys a question. Are you getting enough? No, I'm talking sex, not Henda's food. I'm sure she was going to make for the whole neighborhood. But no more. Not if you side on Keith. Fucking famous chef over here. I don't know names. Well, you'd love more, right? Elton Brown.
What?
That's somebody close. Guy Fieri.
No, I'll take Elton.
Okay.
Thank you.
Adam and Eve wants to give you more. That's what they're all about. This guy, somebody makes this company, Adam and Eve, because I want people to have more sex and more fun. And it's working out. And here's how they're going to give you more. Get 10 free gifts when you shop at Adam and Eve. You get a sexy surprise for her, a specially selected toy for him, swap, be two chicks, be two guys, get the toys. Who cares? No one knows nothing. And third, a little something they both know you both will enjoy. So 10 minus 3, quick math, 7 gifts you need left, right? Promise is a promise. 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And I've seen these movies. And they're the top quality movies, not the, you know, some of these amateur things. They take video of somebody taking a shit. They call it porn nowadays. This is the real...
Get your gag reflex open.
That's right.
And take in this porn. It's, that's how good it is.
All right. Now, look. You're owed one more gift.
Don't let this code expire. This is a real expiration date.
Right. Number 10, your free gift, free shipping on your entire order.
Order whatever you want.
So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. You won't be, though. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, anything you desire. Just enter code KATG at checkout. You get all 10 free gifts. So go to adamandeve.com today, select one item, get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter the code KATG. That's KATG at adamandeve.com. Okay?
Hell yeah.
All right. Now, on this paper, for some reason, I wrote sex stories. I don't know what that means. So let's think real quick. If I have sex stories, I don't.
Danny?
Who knows?
No.
We don't talk. Batman and Superman lost 68% of its audience in its second week, all from word of mouth.
Holy shit.
People like me.
Like from the projections?
Just people saying, hey, I saw this movie. It is shitty. The Zack Snyder movie cost $250 million to produce, $150 million to market, and has earned $261 million so far. So right now, and it'll be fine, but right now, they didn't make their money back.
Wow, with those giant numbers, too.
And I hated the movie so much, it pleases me. It pleases me that Rotten Tomatoes, they're down at 29%.
Wow.
Once they got below 30, I had a party at my house.
I really... with pesto.
Pesto for everybody. Oops, someone didn't get their invite. These people that made this movie should be arrested.
You know, I think the first thing that comes to mind for me is like, aren't the people who are going to see that movie going to see it? And I bet that's what they were thinking also.
Yeah.
You're not going to miss a Superman movie. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Isn't that the way it goes?
Do you know who the bad guy in this movie is? The director. It's horrible.
I was like, oh no, he's really not posing this question to me.
Did the producers go, ha ha, funny joke, let's see the real movie?
That's funny. That would be very funny, though.
He fights for it to be 2.5 hours. Then there's a bonus thing coming out now for an extra 30 minutes. Oh, yay.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I guess he thinks everything he did is so magical, you have to see it. Get rid of scenes? No, we did that.
What if it's just Batman and Superman laughing and pointing at you through the screen? For a half hour. That's the rated R version.
Would you recommend that more over the movie?
I need to more over the movie.
Danny, did you see it yet?
I've seen better porn from Adam and Eve than this $250 million production. It's the truth. I did see a movie. Now, those thinking, oh, I hate everything. Eye in the Sky. A+.
What?
It's a slow burn. And I'm not usually one for slow burns. But it's about the morality of bombing overseas.
A nice light Sunday movie.
I loved it. I love it because I love bombings in the Middle East. It's my top. It's my top three things: sex, bombings in the Middle East, and then I'd leave the other one open.
Right. You never know what day it is.
It used to be pesto. This is Alan Rickman's last movie. Thank God he doesn't go out on those goofy Harry Potters. I mean, he talks like Snape, but you know he's not a real actor. But it's very, very good. And it makes you think, okay, let's say we can bomb somewhere in the Middle East, kill these top killers in a building, but there's a little girl outside that's innocent, and you get to know her. She's trying to really improve her life. Do you bomb the place?
I don't watch the movie.
Right.
What the hell?
Right. The guys in
didn't join the army.
In the building, they have all the weapons. They're putting on bomb vests, so you know they're going to go out and perhaps... be able to cause major destruction. What do you do?
Perhaps. Yeah. How much perhapsing are we doing?
Well, that's the thing. So they're going over these different scenarios, giving you percentages. it's funny in a not so funny way, but everybody's mm-hmm. people like puss out on taking responsibility. It goes between three different countries and they go, oh, I have to talk to the prime minister. The prime minister's like, it's not my responsibility. It's this. And meanwhile, you know, the clock's ticking, so to speak.
Oh my God. A movie that reminds us we're all shitty human beings. Oh my God. Cause my first thought was, yeah, bomb it. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Obama, what am I going to do? Good night.
No, that's my first thought. Right. But of course, they're working on your whole
right.
system up there in your brain.
Yeah. Sad news.
Was I wrong? Is that the wrong answer to bomb it?
There's no right or wrong answer.
Right? Oh my God. Holy shit. Do you feel like a better person or a worse person leaving that movie theater?
Neither. I felt like.
Thank God I don't have to make these decisions.
I mean, after the credits, they don't tell you if you were right or wrong. You know, I don't want to say how it ends, but I believe this happens, and it, for whatever reason, it's like, oh, good, I know this happens.
Wow.
But nothing you can do about it. You know, again, I don't want to say too much, but.
Where do you go A+ immediately after that movie?
I masturbate. Adam and Eve. You know, what am I going to do? I'm not vice president.
So my answer was right.
No, I had popcorn with peanuts in it. Watching this movie. I'm not crying.
You're not even crying?
I did tear up when Alan Rickman said, don't ever tell a soldier that he doesn't understand the horrors of war, something like that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck you for thinking this guy's just a stone cold hearted bitch. Bitch.
That sounds like the part that everyone would tear up.
Yeah, yeah, who said?
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore just is getting a divorce. It's her third one, but
she's married.
Nope.
See, I knew something.
Right. Her first marriage, she was 19. That lasted less than 2 months. Okay, you live, you learn.
No, I feel like if you're married at 19, that's how long it should last.
Her second was in 1994. Her second was in 2001 to Tom Green. That lasted 5 months.
That's amazing.
He just keeps going, my bum is on your face. My bum is on your face. And she's like, divorce.
Did they get married on April Fool's?
No. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. You think they would say, though. But anyway, this third one, somebody named Will Koppelman split after 3 years of marriage. So when you go to Drew Barrymore's fourth inevitable wedding, I'm so happy for you. You found love.
You figure the champagne is good. Or?
It shouldn't be. This would be. This is a position a candidate should take. You may not have a fourth marriage. You may not have a three marriage. First time, okay. What did you know?
Remember when everyone who wanted to be in everyone who was in a same-sex marriage was watching all these people marry and divorce three, four, five, seven times, but they all were talking about the sanctity of marriage and you can get married. Remember that, everybody?
Yeah. Well, she better be pro-gay, right? Gay rights.
Yeah.
Well, she better be. A magazine, Hello Magazine, put out a news article.
Anyone who gets divorced should be.
Yes.
Pro-gay rights. Yes. Yeah.
Of course. No, they still have their stupid opinions.
No, that, you know, as a straight person, I understand that I can do better.
Right. I just thought of something in my stand-up, and I'm not saying it. I'm very proud of me.
Wow.
Yeah, come see me. I wrote my stand-up last night. I finished it.
I'm going to read it tonight.
No, thanks.
I'm going to spoil it on Twitter. Follow me, at Chemda.
KeithandTheGirl.com/weekend. Come on out, because I took the time.
Twitter.com/KeithandTheGirl. Spoiler alert.
Oh, jeez. So this magazine puts out an article that he had a talk with George Clooney, an interview, and they just made up this whole interview.
Who's going to find out, Keith?
Right. So George Clooney found out.
Who told him?
Right.
He's busy.
Not only did they misquote me, which happens sometimes, they made the whole thing up. It's not even a misquote. It's a whole made up quote.
You know who wins 1,000 times, I feel like? Clooney, because it's like, here's everybody talking about him. I bet they weren't like, well, I stick fingers in my ass, said George Clooney.
No, here's some quotes.
I'm a nice person.
When it comes to me and my wife, we have a rule whereby we are never apart for more than a week. And, quote, she looks great on the red carpet. Clooney released a statement saying the mag has printed an exclusive interview with me that has been widely picked up and reprinted. The problem is that I have not given an interview to Hello Magazine, and the quotes attributed to me are not accurate. Being misquoted is not unusual, but to have an exclusive interview completely fabricated is something new. He wants to be Claire. She does not always look good on the red carpet.
I wonder if they, I mean, Hello Magazine is not a tiny magazine, right?
Right. I've heard of it, so it must be a big deal.
Right. And I don't know. I guess I just wonder, like, how were you thinking you were going to get away with it? Maybe they took quotes that he has said. Like, he must have said, my wife looks great on the red carpet. You know what I mean?
Right, or you
and
just
so
say
they just composite everything to fit the questions.
Right. Or you just say something, you just rate something innocuous, and you're like, what's he going to do? Say his wife doesn't have a good day every day? No, people need to know. Young girls especially need to know everybody doesn't have a great day. So I'm going to sue you for saying I think my wife is beautiful. I never would have said she always looks good. Always. She always looks good. Charlize Theron doesn't always look good. She always.
Did they respond?
They said.
Oopsie. Hello. Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, we got it from a trusted source, so we believe them, but it turns out it's not true.
You got your interview from a trusted source?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. That's good. That source didn't take a picture with him. He thought it was gauche, right?
Right.
Yeah.
A woman commissioned a ghost photo. Apparently, what you do is that, like this story, for example, the mom had a daughter, and so she would hire somebody to draw the daughter in as a ghost, and then you would put this on your wall, let's say.
Wait, had a daughter, meaning the daughter passed?
The daughter passed away.
Oh, so you add it to a picture of you in it, and there's the ghost of your daughter in there.
For example, the mom's at a gravesite, and the daughter is like tapping her on the shoulder behind her. So I guess people feel better, like.
I don't know if I would know how to handle that. I think it would be too much for me.
Yeah, and how would I handle it if I'm at your house? Like, oh, that's you on a picnic blanket with your daughter I can see through. Okay. Oh, because she's dead. Right. Anyway, pesto? Oh, anyway, by the way, they find out the mom killed her own daughter.
With pesto? It was expired dairy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, just a suggestion.
It's surprising, but Parmesan can go bad.
But why push it? You killed your daughter, you think you got away with it, and you start putting up these posters. Because you want people to feel sorry for you, right? That's the only reason you get this work done.
It's grief is just grief. It's just, you know, you want your daughter back so bad that you'll take a picture. You know, I mean, I don't know how to even begin with a dead daughter.
She killed the daughter.
She killed her.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Come.
No, it's just a story of paintings.
Keith, I apologize for everything.
Thank you.
She killed her daughter.
And the end got these paintings done. Yeah.
How'd she kill her daughter?
She beat her to death.
And that's the picture?
And, well, wait, you're not going to put beatings on her. You know, you draw it like nice.
Sorry, I can't. Draw it like nice.
Yeah, you draw it like nice and stuff. Can you put a beating on a right eye? It's a little joke we used to have.
Holy shit.
You make it nice.
Do you put that over the mantle? Like, is that a Christmas card?
That's what they're doing.
Oh, my God.
It's a painting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you rather do? Go to this person's house and have dinner. They're not having pesto, don't worry. Or go to that ballpark and have the pizza something in the middle bullshit.
I'd rather see these Photoshop drawings.
Or would you rather have me make you a pesto pasta with steak dinner?
I'm going to throw up right now. I'm on to you.
Got to pick one of these things.
You're like the mom in The Sixth Sense. Don't say it doesn't taste good. You know I don't like that.
Nope.
Next thing you know, I'm a ghost in someone's picture. Oh, God. You were the worst. Well, anyway, she's dead.
Oh, okay. All right.
A techie entrepreneur whose Chelsea pad was trashed after he rented it on Airbnb. He learned that somebody rented his place to have an orgy. In fact, they put out flyers in the neighborhood that he found, giving the address and saying, this is XXX Freak Fest. Come on down. We'll start fucking. Destroys the whole house.
Well, it seemed a little irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of fucking is this? You destroyed a house. But I guess you get strangers and people, you know. Yeah. I had a party not too long ago. I found what was it? Vinegar. There was vinegar spilled on these shelves that I have.
Fuck.
So obviously somebody spilled the vinegar and was like, well, this is too much of a mess. And they just left it there. And I'm learning vinegar does some damage.
Yeah.
And then
how did you not? Did you smell it and was like tracking it?
We just noticed it the next day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And then I'll see a glass that's tipped over behind something. It's like, you know you did that.
Fuck.
You know you did that. I know having a party makes a mess, but you knew you did that.
Do you have a top three people it could be?
I can figure it out. I got to check my GoPro, but I'm going to get down to it.
What are they doing with vinegar?
I think that they're probably just leaning on the shelf or something and it bumped over.
Oh, maybe Kat should totally screw on the cups.
Thank you. Thank you. That's how she's trying to kill me.
Everyone's trying to kill you.
Right?
Everyone wants a piece of the kid.
They do. Put me in their paintings. So anyway, this guy was upset because his house was ruined. Airbnb ended up reimbursing him for everything. He stayed in a hotel.
Wow.
In the meantime, that Airbnb paid for. But he says, you know what? It really doesn't make sense what this guy is doing. He says it's not fair that people are renting out their places when they're not supposed to. Like in New York, for example, you can't rent your place out for a short amount of time, under a month. So he started a site where you pay $1 a unit for a month for those who own 5,000 units or more, landlords. And he will keep an eye on your places if your tenants are renting it out illegally.
Oh, wow.
But this has nothing to do with how he was burnt.
Right.
He was the person renting it out.
Yeah. And he actually got covered.
Yeah.
Through their system.
And he got covered. Now he's just trying to shut down other people making money through Airbnb like an asshole. It has nothing to do with what he went through.
Not cool.
It's just dumb. It'd be like if you got burned somehow, then have some kind of service that vets the person coming into your place.
Yeah, but Airbnb is making it as right as possible.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like that is the best case scenario when your place gets trashed and he's still kind of attacking it.
It's very strange.
Damn.
And he's proud. He puts his name out there. Ari Temin, 35 years old, subletspy.com.
Fuck, man. Oh, yeah. Your rent is too high, but I'm going to stop. But oh my God.
Right.
He understands the struggle. He was renting it out himself.
He happens to also be a comedian. Well, this is a good joke.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
What's his last name? You know I want to burn it in my brain.
Temin. Ari Temin.
Mm-mm. How many friends do we have in common?
That must be. I know comedians are always looking to stay on people's couches,
right?
Too.
Right. And they're always in and out of town, so it actually helps them out to rent their spaces out.
Right.
Ari Temin.
I watch your house for orgies.
Oh, my God. And most people have a good experience with Airbnb.
Of course.
Everyone wants to kind of do it. I know, you know, when we rent Airbnbs, we want to leave it in great condition because you don't want to get a bad score because you want to travel
right. And
have this option.
Yeah, I remember when we were on tour and we rented a house and did one of the shows there. And we took
pictures of the space before we moved anything right. So that we can get that. They deserve to have their place exactly where it was before.
But if we can have a party with strangers in there.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they doing at this orgy?
Right. Well, we weren't really doing that.
Well.
But it was fun.
Right. But you know they walked in. It's like, so what the fuck is off with this place?
I guess you have to be used to that. Because when you rent a space, it's never going to...
I know, but we moved lamps and everything. You know, they're probably like, you know how we plug everything in the bottom plug? Why would they just... And we had to get some things wrong, you know? Why is
minor it, things. That's why it's trippy.
Why is it over one... The chest of drawers over 1 inch and the plug is in the top plug? Maybe mm-hmm. they have OCD? Somewhere at OCD?
I got my review back. They loved us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
We did good.
Well, did they know I came on everything? So,
I think they assume that.
That's that. You have to,
come
right?
Come on. If you wipe it up and I don't see it.
I told you, somebody was renting a place and they were just renting out a room on Airbnb. So the other people still had the house. And whenever the person would leave, the owner of the house would say, on your way back home, can you pick up orange juice for us? And the guy's like, is that weird? I'm like, I don't know. Is it weird you're masturbating in their bed? Get some fucking orange juice. Who cares?
For the record, it is weird, but you still have to get orange juice. Yeah.
You know what? I heard porn coming from that room I rented you. Think you can pick up some toilet paper? Is that too much, freak? All right. KeithandTheGirl.com/weekend. Like I said, it's April 15th, my stand-up show. I'm very excited about it. April 16th, VIP night. That's
four different shows in one night that Keith and I are hosting.
Come on.
I mean, come on. Same price of admission. Also, you can get tickets for both. And actually, I think I have to take that down pretty soon. So tickets for both will save you, I think, $10 on both tickets. And if you're not in New York, you could still watch. Go to keithandthegirl.com/weekend. Scroll to the bottom, and it'll show you how to get virtual tickets. You can watch from any device. And you can also watch for 24 hours after we're done.
Okay. There you have it. Now, make sure you check out the Keith and the Girl show tomorrow. I'm just making a buffet for everybody. KeithandTheGirl.com.